the audio is graphic that will play right now.
And the 49ers! Get the out of here, dude! Did you think you were gonna skate by?
So I go ahead and say over the line. I mean, I'll be the first to vote here. But is that over the line what you're hearing right there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We all on board here?
Mm-hmm. I cringe for that guy.
All right.
And now, you can hear his friends like awkwardly laughing.
That's hilarious.
Now, I know there's people that are just like, well, that teacher should not wear a jersey in Philly.
That's dumb.
Okay. All right. Can we evolve just an inch as a society? I love tailgating and I love going down there and all that stuff. And I love when I get to interact with fans. My job is to talk to fans. All right. How sweet is that? I love doing that. Trey, you were basking in the fans' glory.
Just hanging out. Yeah. Having a good time.
Okay. When did a tailgate supposed to be Gen Pop? All right. When was that? When did that happen? All right. I'm not condoning that. And I know there's people that want to usher in or keep alive this like old 700 level feeling of, oh, that's the great fans and all that. Those aren't great fans. All right. What you're hearing right there, those aren't great fans. All right. If the fact that you got to resort to that kind of quote unquote trash talk, that's assault. Like that's verbal assault right there. That's that's way over the line, especially when you think about the very mixed group that's at a tailgate, kids, whatever you want to say, families, whatever it might be. That's over the line. And into a microphone, that's ridiculous. And then moments later, so just to give you a sample of how they were conducting themselves, then Mike Scott starts walking by, sees the casket, as I was told by an eyewitness, walks up to the casket, thinks it's funny, thinks he wants to take a picture. As Mike Scott walks up in the Redskins jersey, they see a guy in a Redskins jersey. Don't know who it is, apparently. My eyewitness told me that these might have been the only guys that, like, weren't Sixers fans, weren't guys that would identify Mike Scott out of a lineup, whatever it might be. He walks up, wants to take a picture. As he's approaching, they're like, oh, this guy in the Redskins jersey, bleep the Skins, they suck, you suck, get out of here, blah, 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 and all that stuff. To me, that's ridiculous. Mike Scott thinks, from the impression my eyewitness got, oh, first stop on the tour, just like we kind of speculated yesterday. How does this make sense is the question that we asked. Talking to the eyewitness last night, he laid it out for me. He thought it was a joke. He thought Mike Scott was approaching, just, oh, yeah, first stop on my tailgate tour, chopping it up with the fans. And I don't know at what point Mike Scott got the idea that this wasn't a good thing, but people got chest to chest. Words were exchanged. Next thing you know, people are shoving people, and then things started to escalate from there, where Mike Scott threw a punch, somebody else threw a punch. They weren't able to confirm because they were trying to defuse the situation at this point. They weren't sure who threw the first punch. So that part, to me, is still up in the air. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike Scott, as you've seen in the video, the three different videos that are out there, gets pushed back towards a fence so that people are trying to break it up. And at that point, Mike Scott, when it was all said and done, when everything was over, Mike Scott started taking selfies with people that were requested. People that actually recognized him started taking selfies with him. And he was trying to defuse the situation like that. Yeah, take your phone out. Let's take a selfie, whatever. Like anyone that was filming it, he was like, yo, let's take a selfie.